USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is signing into law two bills that empower federal law enforcement agents to go after Americans who defrauded COVID-19 relief funding meant for small businesses. The president addresses those who may have committed fraud.
You can't hide. We're going to find you. We're going to make you pay back what you stole and hold you accountable under the law.
Biden also announcing he'll be heading to Kentucky to see some of the flooding damage firsthand next week. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States is continuing to pursue Russia's offer to discuss a prisoner swap for Brittany Griner. Blinken adding he'll be talking with Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov at a foreign minister's meeting in Cambodia Friday. Griner is facing 9 years in prison after she pled guilty to having marijuana oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The administration is hanging their hat on a positive July jobs report.
The United States economy added 528,000 jobs in July. Unemployment rate also fell to 3.5%. The Labor Department released the latest monthly jobs report Friday morning. July's report marked a positive jump from the prior month, which saw a payroll gain of 398,000 jobs added. Today's number came in more than double what economists had expected. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
China is continuing to launch military drills following a visit by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan. Republican Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy says the Biden administration is lacking in its response to the aggression.
You can imagine that they see President Biden as weak, and that's why they are being as aggressive as they are being aggressive.
The Louisiana Republican speaking on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
More details are coming out about the Uvalde School District Police Chief.
Pete Arredondo, the Uvalde School District Police Chief, who has been facing national scrutiny for his part in the response to the May mass shooting at Robb Elementary School, was demoted from a high-ranking position in another law enforcement department nearly a decade ago. This is all according to a report from the San Antonio Express News. Arredondo was relegated from assistant chief to commander in the Webb County Sheriff's Office in October 2014. The Webb County Sheriff Martin Kuehler stated that the reason was that Arredondo, quote, couldn't get along with people. Kuehler also said that Uvalde CISD had never called him for a reference after Arredondo applied to the department. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The Los Angeles Unified School District, America's second largest school district, announced this week that it's ending virtually all its COVID-19 safety rules. The only remaining mandatory COVID-19 protocol will be testing and masking for symptomatic students. Amazon is buying Roomba Maker iRobot for $1.7 billion, including debt, as the online retailer adds another connected home product to its portfolio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.